Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Ravens back on the practice field. I'll give you the good news first. Marlon Humphrey and Justice Hill both practicing.
That's good.
And Jason, you mentioned what a big loss Justice Hill is. It looks like he did practice limited on Friday and now back on Wednesday. So maybe that's optimistic that he'll play Sunday. Marlon back after a week of the surgery. That's good. But here's the bad news. Lamar Jackson not practicing. Kyle Hamilton not practicing. Roquan Smith, Rashad Bateman, Ronnie Stanley, Andrew Voorhees, Isaiah Likely, and Keon Martin all not practicing today. Now, they do have two games in 5 days. Maybe they're massaging the practice with guys with bumps and bruises, but any of this concerning to you?
Well, yeah. I think we've reached the point in time with Lamar where I told you guys, I think Wednesdays are going to be maintenance days. The problem is if then Thursdays are limited too, now your quarterback who's not in great form, who doesn't have a good offensive line in front of him, who doesn't have the full playbook available to him because of people like Bateman not being available and then just the scope of the offense. And he's not able to practice really at all. And you just had this sort of like lull where you played once in 19 games and now it feels like you're playing a divisional game every 5 days.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's ideal. That's frankly problematic.
Yeah, for sure. Lamar, and he's missed practice in the past, but when you're seeing it back-to-back weeks now, and you're right, I think this is going to be a situation where they're going to have to massage the situation throughout the season, but I think the fact that they have that game next Thursday is a big factor in some of these. And look, would it surprise me if one or two of these guys get held out because of the quick turnaround? No, not at all, especially considering that you're 13.5-point favorites against the Jets. The Likely one is interesting, too, and we don't know the injury yet because the injury report will come out in a couple of hours, but Likely hasn't been
think Harbs will tell us much when he talks?
No, I don't think we're getting the cheery Harbs today at the podium.
That's a great question.
Good question, Jeff. No. But the Likely one I'm interested
and
about
as well.
And where's
Justice Hill? What are we saying about Justice
Hill? He's practicing.
He's practicing.
Yeah, he's
but we don't know if he's fully practicing.
We don't, yeah. But he did practice
he's
limited on Friday. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good sign because he was limited Friday and now back out there Wednesday.
Yeah. No, Likely to me, even if he's not having the season we all thought he was going to have, that having that body out there is a big deal. And again, I think he's their number two outside receiver now. Even pretending, I always said pretending he's a tight end is kind of pretending, but especially under these current circumstances, why you wouldn't just flex him out all the time and try to get him a matchup and not even have him worry about pretending to block because he still doesn't really block. But if he's not there, then now, you know, I guess it might become the D-Hop. What does it look like when D-Hop runs 40 routes on a Sunday?
Also, anytime Stanley's held out, and these past couple of weeks he's been held out on Fridays
for rest days.
Yeah. So the fact that he's not practicing today.
I do wonder, like, I think that, and we'll find out when the injury report comes out, but I do wonder a guy like Ronnie, and they've been massaging this ankle. I think they're factoring in the two games in 5 days and maybe giving him an extra day to get off his feet, is my guess, because he came out of that game. Pretty sure he talked in the locker room afterwards. Like, I mean, he came out of
there.
He's
another one. I don't think Ronnie's going to practice on another Wednesday unless things get really.
But they usually give him a Friday.
Him out on
Friday. He's missed the last two Fridays.
Yeah, but Fridays, I understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, Wednesday's more of a work
day. Sure.
And I think it could switch.
Yeah.
We're heading into December. I think it could switch from Friday to Wednesday.
Oh, totally. And Ronnie coming off a pretty poor game. The whole offensive line struggled. Miles Garrett.
Miles Garrett's good.
Yeah, he had two of the four sacks when he was facing Ronnie.
So, yeah, they've got a whole bunch of guys off. Now, they're sitting currently as a 13.5-point favorite against the New York Football Jets this Sunday. So I wonder how much – and again, Harb's ain't going to tell us much today, but one of the things he probably will tell us is how good a football team the Jets are.
Sure.
So maybe their internal calculus is like, do they – like, can we afford to rest a guy here and there because we have another football game a week from tomorrow?
Yeah, I mean, look, the Jets obviously have parted with some talent.
Yeah,
but they can get it cranked up a little bit and get after you, and especially against a bad offensive line, they've got some guys I think who'll be hunting sacks.
Yeah, they got McDonald and Johnson.
At this point in their season, there's no like you're kind of if you're a Jet, you're not even playing for your coach because I think the coach's ship has sailed. I mean, he can't even give a straight answer about a quarterback at this point. So you're really just playing for your numbers. Like you're playing for your individual film. And again, you're a 14-point underdog, which means you're probably going to be chasing this game maybe sooner rather than later. And so you're only going to get so many chances to rush the passer because they're just going to hand the ball off in the second half. So if I'm Aaron Glenn, I'm coming out. I'm looking at this recent film of Lamar and that O-line, and I'm bringing six all the time. And I'm running twists and stunts and seeing if these guards can get their heads out of their backsides.
I'm curious, you mentioned Aaron Glenn, and his dealing with the media has been interesting to be nice. He's a guy who played in New York, so he gets the media. He's been looking for a head coaching job for a long time, finally gets one. Like, are you surprised at how poorly he's been? Like, he knows the market.
Yeah, it doesn't look like a good fit at all. And working for Woody Johnson is never going to be a good fit. Like, that's just the reality. There have been some people who did really good things in this castle who went up there to Long Island or whatever, and northern New Jersey where the headquarters are, and couldn't get out of their own way because you're working for Woody Johnson. I mean, Rex was okay for a minute, a couple of years.
Back-to-back AFC title games.
Real fast.
Sanchez.
You know, Joe Douglas, you can ask some people about up there. It's a mess. So I don't think Woody Johnson's going to hire a successful head coach. I don't think there's going to be a successful head coach of the Jets while he's the owner, but I also don't think they're all going to flame out in a year, and I think this one's flaming out in a year.
It's certainly looking like it. Look, they just picked up their first win not that long ago. They started 0-6, 0-7.
They won two straight games.
Yeah,
they did. They did against the AFC North teams. The Bengals and Browns.
Looking to continue that streak against the AFC North. They take on the Ravens on a Sunday. Remember, Baltimore Game Day on Central. Pregame show live from the Horseshoe Casino this Sunday at 10 a.m. First hour, me and Bob Haney. And then the Bone.
It's been a while.
Vinny Serrato, Mike Preston, hours 2 and 3. Coming up next, though, it's T-Bone time. TMI with TIM. What you got?
Ken, you mentioned this in the open, getting back to the Grayson Rodriguez trade. For a normal organization, it would be a precursor to spending some real money on a possible free agent or two. Are we expecting Mike Elias to follow through with that? We have a poll up, and heck, if you want to call in, 410-583-1057. We'll get into it next on The Fan.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.